in, all eyes closed. Listen very, very carefully. There are some prayers we want to pray now. 10 of them. We have 5 minutes to pray them. Women, you can't afford not to concentrate. These are prayers targeted by the Holy Ghost to do us good. Make sure that nobody's voice is loud and lost. Make sure you pray like a prophet that means business. Pray not caring what is happening by your side. And most importantly, do better with violent faith in your heart. Believing the Lord that this very week there shall be a manifestation of those prayers you just prayed. Miracles that surpasses explanation. Manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. The one that surpasses explanation, manifest in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two, say, oh God, arise. And let my situation change. Peace and amazing in the name of Jesus. Let me change. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, bitter water. Hear the word of the Lord. I cut you off from my life. In the name of Jesus. Cut it off. Cut off the bitter waters. Make it go. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, like bad.
For every evil teeth, biting my virtues.
Don't worry, give me that.
Can you shout this loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus.
Scatter!
Yes.
Scatter in the name of Jesus. Every new thing biting my body. Scatter in the name
of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus.
So, oh God, arise!
Oh Lord, did
and advertise your breakthrough in my life.
Oh no, go alajare
in the name of Jesus.
For Jesus,
let me be an advertisement of your breakthrough power. In the name of Jesus.
For Jesus.
Aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus.
My Father,
Baba, me
burst forth in my life. In signs and wonders. In the name of
Jesus.
Ask your father to bust
off.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
And beloved, pray this one with violent anger.
Ara ẹgbà ilé pẹ̀lú ìbínú ńláńlá.
Wicked spirits within my family.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú láàrin ẹbí mi.
You shall have no peace.
Ẹ ò ní nísinmi.
Can you decree this loud and clear?
Ẹ̀dúgbò rẹ̀ ló rárá.
In the name of Jesus, decree against wicked spirits. Something is happening here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
So mountain of darkness.
Okay, okay,
get out of my situation.
Jáde kúrò nínú ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ mi.
Iná náà mọ̀
fún ìṣàṣẹ́sù.
Deal with the mountain of darkness.
Dojú kan òkè òkùnkùn.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Say any part of darkness.
Ikoko okuko iyohu.
Calling my name for destruction.
Tó ń pe orúkọ mi fún ìparun.
Scatter.
Ipa.
In the name of Jesus.
Lorúkọ Jésù.
Scatter the force of darkness.
Ikoko okuko ká. Scatter,
scatter them
to water.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
You will issue this holy cry.
Okay, ìpè mímọ́ yìí.
Oh, Red Sea of blockage.
Iwo okuku pa ideno.
Any word of the Lord.
Oro Oluwa.
Divide.
Ina.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Divide the Red Sea of blockage.
Iwo okuku pa ideno ya.
Divide. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Divide Red Sea
of darkness.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus, la gbadura.
Every evil hand.
Gbogbo ọwọ́ búburú.
Laid upon my glory.
Tí wọ́n dá lé ògo mi.
Wíyà.
Rọ́.
Can you say that with only anger?
Wíyà pẹ̀lú ìbínú mímọ́.
Make it louder than that,
Gbogbo.
Ma sopọ̀ kọ́ yàgò ṣe ń lé rábọ̀ kọ́ rábọ̀ sà. Say it again louder and clear.
Wíyà pẹ̀lú ìbínú mímọ́.
In the name of Jesus, command the evil hand to
wither.
So call a kaya bo shender abo
kunte.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Finally, you pray this one.
O wa gba eto kan yi.
Any power.
Agbara tagbara.
That wants me to die unfulfilled.
To fe ki n ku lai ni amuse.
Can I hear the sister say this loud?
Awara mi o kike re lo rara.
You are the loudest sisters can say.
Awo mi o lo se gbe lodi.
Brothers, shout it with only anger. everybody together now. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus.
Your time is up.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me congratulate all of you who pray this prayer from your heart. In the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this morning. Father, we thank you for this morning. Father, we accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are gathered before you here this morning. Waiting and expecting to be blessed. Let your anger bless you and break through. Father, run our lives in the name of Jesus. Minister to everyone gathered here this morning. We go home empty-handed. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles. As we battle against one particular power here this morning, overcoming profitless hard labor. Overcoming profitless hard labor.
We
will do well to listen to this short message very well.
Yes,
let us see the first attack of this spirit on a man in the book of Genesis.
Because
profitless hard labor is a spirit.
Nitori la la asekara ti o lere emi kan lo je.
Nobody likes it. But people are victims of it. Let's see how it attacked the life of one man in the Bible. Genesis chapter 31.
Genesis
from 36. Genesis chapter 31.
Genesis
from 36. And Jacob was rough. And chose with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban,
Jacob is down for Laban.
What is my trespass? What is my sin?
Can you ask me?
And thou hast so hotly pursued after me.
See, what will Laban be willing to bear?
Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all the household stuff?
Set
it before my brethren and my brethren that they may judge between us.
These
20 years have I been with thee. Thy goats have not cast their youngs. And the rams of their flocks have I not eaten. That which was stone of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. My hand does thou require it. Any animal that die, Jacob will have to refund it.
Whether
stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus was I in the day the drought consumed me. And the frost by night. And my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters. And 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. His salary was reduced 10 times. Jacob was a victim of profitless hard labor. When we say labor, what do we mean? We're talking about your work. We're talking about your endeavors. We're talking about all the efforts you are making to make money. We're talking about the physical work you are doing for your wages. We're talking about your efforts to create wealth. We're talking about your employment. About your job. If you are selling, we're talking about your sales. If you are in business, we're talking about that business. We're generally talking about the works of your hand. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1, And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. That is, they are finished for the night. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon.
This is Simon.
I pray that the Lord will enter your boat this morning in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that he will thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and talked the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, and thy word. At least I don't believe what you are saying, but what? I will let down the net. And when they have done this, they enclose a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Notice that they were engaged in labor all night and they caught nothing. In John chapter
21,
John chapter 21, from verse 1 again. John chapter 21, from verse 1. And after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed him himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called the Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them,
Simon Peter,
I go a fishing. He said unto him,
who
also go with him. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night, just like the former time, they caught nothing. But when the money was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, not in the boat this time. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. In these two passages, several things are clear. There was failure where it should not happen.
These
men were skilled and experienced fishermen.
They
knew their trade.
They
were fishing in familiar waters.
They
were using the right equipment. They had been working at the right time to catch fish. They worked hard all night. They had success in the past. But now they are now experiencing failure without explanation. They did not decide to become, they did not decide to stop being fishermen. They still wanted to continue another time, so they were washing their nets for next time. They were fishing in the river. But they caught nothing. So the words of Jesus to them, throw your net, must have sounded very strange. Because he was asking them to do what they had been doing all night and they caught nothing. They already fished in the waters and caught nothing.
What is dead in the
only all night, tired and exhausted.
What is one?
And generally, you catch the better fish at night, not in the day.
Not it up, Papa.
And the Muslims look at them, this Jesus, say, what does this man know about fishing?
But
then, it cured their profitless hard work. Our purpose here this morning is to pray against this spirit. Beloved, most Nigerians are not lazy. They're not. If you want to confirm what I'm saying, you travel abroad. You see some Nigerians, they go to school in the morning from 9 to maybe 1. 2 o'clock, you go and start working somewhere. You can wash toilet somewhere from 3 to 6.
He
rushes back to another school.
When
from midnight, he starts to beep, comes again. Somewhere. Some do 3 jobs a day and they are still going to school. Nigerians are not lazy people. Christians too are not lazy people. If you are very lazy, you cannot be a good Christian. But there is a spirit that will make somebody work hard all the time. But you don't gather much. That's the thing we want to stand against here this morning. There is a spirit that makes you to work so hard, but there is nothing to show for all the long years of work you had worked.
There's
a spirit that comes upon somebody when they say, well, you have 2 years, 3 years to retire. Your heart makes boom because you haven't gathered anything. There is a spirit that never rewards somebody commensurately for their labors.
It is this thing
called profitless hard labor. It makes people walk like elephants and eat like rats, rats and ants. It makes people to have constant failure in examination or constant failure in what should move their life forward. It makes it to happen that the person has nothing to show for her, all the hard work in public life or whether you are self-employed.
yo wa mu ko so o se pe ni o lati le ni o gbo pe nkan bayi ni mo ri mu jade ninu ise ti mo se sin ijoba tabi ise ti mo se sin ara mi.
It's a tragedy when you see the newspaper and you find this person is the first Nigerian to play this kind of football. This is the first Nigerian to win this award. The first Nigerian to fight this kind of war. First Nigerian to do this. And now they are at old age, they are dying of poverty.
Oja ajalu nla lati ka loju we ibun ni eni ile ni akoko ni ile Nigeria lati paru ballu abese pa bayi eni eni ile ni akoko lati se ru nkan bayi se tohun sugbon nisisin o ku ni ojo opo ko si ni nkankan.
It is this spirit
eni yini.
And it is a clever spirit. Because it will keep you doing the work. Although you know nothing is coming. Doing the work by some clever strategy. It's a very rampant spiritual disease. The spirit of fruitless labor. The spirit that makes one to fish and catch nothing in the ocean of life. The spirit that makes one fight as if the person is beating the air. The spirit that makes one run with uncertainty. The spirit of slippery breakthrough. Slippery breakthrough. I want you to position yourself for serious pressure this morning. There's no point in sitting and saying, well, I've been a secretary since 1948. I started when there was no typewriter, and I did typewriter, I did shutdown, now I did computer. What do you have to show for this?
I told you 1948 in the Motija Kawe, to the Sinshetano Kawe, Mokobi was in Kali, Eleno, Mokobi was in Kali, Kukura, Tigibu.
I was one of the people to open the supermarket in Nigeria, but now you don't even have an ordinary market, let alone super. What has gone wrong? I was the first person to start this fashion design place, and now what have you got to show? A lot of people have spiritual holes in their hands that they can't see. Licking off all their blessings. Many are fishing day by day in the ocean of life and they are catching nothing. You need to hear the voice of Jesus here this morning. Son, put your net on the right hand side. Until you know where to put your net in the ocean of life. All your labor here will be completely profitless. These are things we need to understand very well. A lot of people are what you call dream millionaires. All the miracles and the dream and all the miracles and the breakthroughs that happen in the dream, but this spirit will not allow you to transform into the physical. This is a very serious thing. This spirit has plenty of strategies. The first strategy of this spirit is to empty what one is doing. Using the spirit of the emptiers. The person who walks, gathers something positive
away.
Everything is gone. I shared this with you many years back. A man of 75 years old took his wife, a 70-year-old woman, to court. He was seeking for divorce. And the judge looked at them. He said, how long have you been married? They said, 45 years. The judge said, but if you've been married for 45 years, what do you want to dissolve it now? But the old woman at 70 was crying in the courtroom. Because she saw everything she has worked for being taken away by a girl of 20. Their last daughter was older than that girl. And this old man of 75 said, this is the new wife. I'm going to marry this 20-year-old lady. I don't want this woman again. This is the
marriage.
Everything she's worked for 45 years, gone. It has been emptied by the emptiers.
I want to know that what if you should.
Can you raise up your right hand to the
heavens?
And declare this with violent anger.
Emptiers
of my father's house! Emptiers of my father's house!
Jesus, empty us of my father's house. You are a liar. God,
you can't pass such a
guy on the shadow. You can't pay me back to God. You might kill him, you can't say, kill him, you shoot him.
In Jesus' name you pray.
You look at Jesus, la badura.
Please, do you understand this first strategy?
Say, I don't care if you want to go, you show you.
The spirit of profitless hard labor uses the spirit of the emptiers to empty what people had gathered. When a 60-year-old man is now sitting for GCO level exam, there is a problem. It becomes like the Yoruba proverbs that when a man spends 20 years preparing for madness, when will he run into the streets? Nothing to show for existence. The second strategy of this spirit is wrong labor. It will keep people doing the wrong things. Like Peter here. In that Luke chapter 5 that we read, Jesus told Peter, I will make you fishers of men. Peter, you are presently fishing for fish. But I will make you the fisher of men. So by destiny, Peter was supposed to be a fisher of men. He had a sense of destiny in his brain. Something tells him that he has to catch something. That's why he ended up with fishing. He didn't know he was to catch a higher fish. Peter abandoned fishing and followed
Jesus.
When Jesus died, Peter went back to the fishing for which he was delivered when he became a disciple. Just like the last time, he fished again and caught nothing. Because when a fisher of men begin to fish for fish, it will catch nothing. There can be no prosperity for the monkey who decides to start swimming in the water and competing with fishes. I pray that by the powers that establishes heavens and earth.
Mo pa lase ni pa agbara to da aye ati orun.
That if you are here this morning,
no ba wa ni bi lo uro yi,
and you are in the wrong job that will not bring you prosperity.
Those je pe ise ti o to, ise ti o le mu ise wa fun o.
The Lord will study you in the realm of
Olua yo ja kuto.
The first strategy of this spirit is the spirit of wastage.
They'll
just be wasting the thing. Get the money because it's wasted. To gather something, it fizzles away. Friends then will become your enemies. All kinds of terrible things will begin to happen. Everything you just put is funny, but it's just wasted. Wasted. It's a tragedy when the enemy is sending the wasters against you. The first strategy is the spirit of stealing. The enemy can steal what is meant for you. You are working, you are gathering it, but it's being stolen. That's why the Bible says the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The fifth strategy is diversion. Diversion. To aimless things. Empty things. Life without purpose. Life that has not been discovered. They know why they are born, but
they
are still trying to figure out what to do with their lives. The enemy is diverting people. There is complete lack of direction.
I need to know
confusion and unclear definition.
The
lack of groping in the dark. A life of aiming for nothing. And when you aim for nothing, you catch nothing. A lot of people have been diverted from their project of blessings and have abandoned their project of prosperity. This is a very serious problem. The sixth strategy of this spirit. Terrible strategy is to introduce a cage, a spiritual cage. So the person is now completely limited. Can't go beyond a particular realm. The person can't move just 2 feet forward, 2 feet backward. That's all the enemy allows. A cage is introduced. The person is feeling caged. Feeling limited.
You
can explode. You are supposed to explode. Something is igniting the fire inside of you, but you find that you can't go beyond a particular
level.
The correct thing you need to move has been taken away because you are inside a cage. It's a strategy of the spirit of profitless hard work. The next strategy of this spirit is to introduce the spirit of slavery. Just slave and slave and slave and slave away all your life. The spirit of slavery will be upon the person. And such people will be having strange dreams of working for this, working for that, bearing errands for people you will normally not bear errands for. Anywhere you go, you find that you are below the ladder. And they are busy tossing your life here and there. The This is a very serious matter.
Very,
very serious matter.
That
causes profitless hard work.
The
last one is the enemy introduces a fragmented life. The person will not be able to gather his life or her life together. To be able to make something out of it. This is why we are gathered here. This morning. How do you overcome this terribly bad spirit? The first thing you need to do is to make God your friend. If you are not born again, you need to surrender your life to Jesus and get born again. If not, you may walk all your life and at the end of the day, you'll find that there is nothing of everything you've worked for is gone. I can go giving you example and example and example of people who are falling victims of this terrible power. I'm still young. I have plenty of time. You don't have time. Even at the age of 5, 6, 7, 10, 9, those kind of spirits may already be working on a child. And at the age of 2021, if you've not dealt with it, you are probably going to live with it unless you deal with it.
Let me
This is a very, very serious matter. Make God your friend. Number two, that you must repent from every known sin. You must repent from it. Don't joke with sin at all. You must know your destiny. Know why God created you and asked you to come to this planet. Find out from the Lord what you are supposed to be doing here. So that you don't spend too long part of your life doing the wrong thing. The question of what is your destiny is a question you have to answer very, very early. You must spend the life of the rest of your life doing what does not favor your destiny. Then the next thing you should do is to identify whether the spirit is working in your life. And from what I've described now, in the past, you can understand whether it's working in your life. As far as you find that before you achieve any measure of success, you struggle and struggle and sweat and sweat and sweat, the spirit is already at work. As far as you can look at your contemporaries, you find that they are doing a lot better than yourself. No, that spirit is at work. As far as you can sit down to think and find that you've worked all the years, but you can't show anything for it. It's just a talk. You've had a prosperous business, now it's just going down. The street is at work. Or the business has even closed down completely. This demon is at work. You should now begin to recover what you have lost. Let us see the scripture we are going to hang upon tonight, this morning. I want you to open your Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 65. And all of us will read it with a loud voice. From verse 21 to 23.
láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlé ní ogún sí ìkẹta.
It's important that you open to this passage, beloved.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì pé kò ṣí bíbélì rẹ sí ẹsẹ̀
ìṣẹ́. It's also important that you personalize it.
Ó sì di dandan kó o pè mọ́ra.
After that personalization of this matter,
lẹ́yìn tó bá pe ọ̀rọ̀ ọ̀hún mọ́ra tó,
we now go into our prayers.
A bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà wa.
This is a very serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó le kókó ní ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
And it's not a matter to toy or joke with.
Ó sì jẹ́ ohun tí a ò gbọ́dọ̀ fọ ẹyẹpẹrẹ mú.
If this spirit is still in an egg stage,
bí ẹ̀mí òun bó bá yìí wà ní ipò ẹyin,
you can kill it easily.
O lè pa pẹ̀lú ìrọ̀rùn.
But once it has grown wings,
ìgbọ́ngbà tó bá ti wù yẹ,
you need to work harder.
Òun láti múra sí
i. Isaiah 65.
Isaiah oríkà òdíní
àgbọ̀n. Verse 21.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlélógún.
Àwọn obìnrin.
Ṣé àti síbẹ̀?
Àwọn ọdí.
Ṣé àti ṣetán láti kà?
Let us go.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká kà.
That you've read this,
is it that you can?
Now you are going to read it again like this.
Oh, I took can this is saying,
and I shall build houses.
He knows it well. I will know
and inhabit them.
He knows it my good.
I shall plant vineyards.
He knows it be a world
and eat of them.
He knows it joy. So
I shall not build an under heaven.
You call me for me.
I will put an under east.
You keep before me. Me as
your those of the tribe are my days.
Let there be a joy.
And I shall enjoy the works of my hands.
He knows it keep by shall
not. I shall not labor in vain.
You keep she shall not.
I shall not be for trouble.
You keep me for Allah.
From the seed of the blessed of the Lord. Doesn't make sense.
Kò wúlò rárá.
For God to open the windows of heaven and is pouring out.
Wọ́n láti ṣí fèrè sí ọ̀rọ̀ kó sì máa dá nǹkan sílẹ̀.
I can't get your arms on
that. Ọkọ rẹ̀ ó máa tẹ̀.
It doesn't make sense.
Mo ọgbọ́ wa
for you to depart from this service today and the spirit of profitless hard work is still working against your life.
Kúrò nínú ìpàdé yìí lónìí kí ẹ̀mí iṣẹ́ àṣekára tí ò lérè kó má tó fi ayé rẹ sílẹ̀.
The first prayer I want you to pray.
Àdúrà ìkíni tí mo fẹ́ kó gbà.
I want you to pray like a mad prophet.
Mo fẹ́ kó gbà bíi ti wòlíì tó ń sí wí.
The power of flame. I wish you could see the breakthrough that prayer has released. The second one will release greater breakthroughs. Every curse of hard labor. Marabou, Sekhatou, Akayama, Okwa, Sekhari, 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 Okwa
This is not the way to negotiate.
This is the way you know you are.
Not the way to negotiate at all. Not the supply of Kasha. You are not the point of the center of Oshanda. There is an Ishekiri person here. They are pounding you in the mortar now. They are about to pound you to death. Even as we are praying there, a strong man was saying, "You are wasting your time." But as this was going on, an angel of God grabbed this strong man,
and threw
the strong man in the mortar, and was pounding the strong man. Let me congratulate that person. But there is still another breakthrough you need. If you pray this next prayer
to
boiling anger, everybody will shout this loud and clear. Power of the emptiers. Can you shout this loud and clear? Hey, I wish you can know what is happening. Can you shout this again loud and clear? Lose your home. Can you even know? Lose your
home.
Yes, use your hold.
Stay there.
Power. Use.
Aha, aha.
Power of Jesus. Use your hold. In the name of Jesus. Power. Use your hold.
Aha, 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 aha.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus.
Lagbadura. There are 20 persons here.
And when you come, Benny,
what is causing your profitless at work?
To fall, la, shekalati.
Are those incisions on your hand?
Yeah, what better to be like
you? They put it there when you were very small.
You got to carry it. You want to go now?
Right there, what you have now?
You need to run.
Something is happening at the spot where those incisions are.
Oh, don't share your name. We put it there now. What?
The blood of Jesus.
Jesus
is washing away.
Oh, God.
What the enemy has attached to this
institution.
Let me wait for this to be completed. The spot of the incisions is boiling like boiling water. Yes, these people have been delivered completely. That's right.
Very.
Sisters,
Yarabi,
shout this after me.
Belly
of the serpent. Swallow my prophet. Can I hear the sister shouting at me? Brothers, shout it loud at the sisters. Then with all the aggression you can gather, you will say, "Bust open!"
But look up for a call out.
Aha. Can I hear you say that?
We can know what I.
The power with which you are saying your boss is still very small.
I got a devil for the day.
Can I hear you shouting in the air? Yes. you run your own company, your own business, or you are working for government, or you are working for a company, if you pray this particular prayer, and your voice goes away, and you get a breakthrough, you have made a good bargain.
Every power! I want you to labor in home. Can you shout this loud out here? Congratulate all those who pray that prayer.
Yes,
yes. Those who pray that prayer.
Yes.
We shall see the wonders of the Lord this week.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Now this next prayer.
I do not
I want to just pray because I saw a lot of people being pushed down by evil dark hands. Every power pushing me down. Can you say that with only anger? You are a joker.
I am a
at work. Somebody now.
God, you see, and you by you.
And you pray for that person from your heart.
So see, but you are talking.
And the person to pray for you from his or her heart.
Only to use it to bad. You are full of not talking.
Say, every power.
I
sent to frustrate you.
You want to know what
is God? In the name of Jesus. Pray for your fellow man.
But you are full.
Turn to another friend. So where your enemies say you will not reach.
If it's our
God,
grace they are my fire. In the name of Jesus. Proclaim the blessings upon your life. Proclaim the blessings upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes. Turn to your top friend. Say, my friend, receive the power of favor. This is a very serious prayer. Open your mouth and pray for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now you lay your right hand on your own head. Say, every arrow fired against my bone, backfire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus'
name,
say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let us share the grace of fellowship.